The Max, my head, my heart, it's 20 minutes to 8 o'clock, and Paul Herbst is in the house, the new head of MediResponse KZN. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Dave. Nice to be back in the chair.
Familiar face, familiar voice, familiar territory, just a new logo, but it's obviously a huge development. So tell us a little bit about the change of scene, because presumably MediResponse has established themselves in KZN. It's a growth area, obviously very exciting. But I'm sure that for anyone listening to this right now, the question is going to be, well, why?
So with a long consideration and a lot of thinking behind it and strategic partnership that we had to align. But because of the growth of Belito, as with growth, healthcare grows, security grows, we had to grow. So the need was taken to for me and my management team and quite a large part of our senior paramedics to join MediResponse. They're a national brand and they specialize in healthcare. And we needed to join with another partner in order to ensure we can look after the community as they grow. So that's basically a nutshell.
So it's a big operation ultimately that you're planning to establish and to create. Already the infrastructure is there. It's amazing how quickly it happened. One day there was you know, the lineup as we knew it. We won't go into the details, but certainly there was a very established, and one of the joys of living in this part of the world, a lot of people said how wonderful it was to know that in a medical emergency there was help at hand immediately. You didn't have to, because in some parts of the country you can wait for
Hours.
Exactly that. And of course, your reputation, Paul, is you know, you're kind of the voice and face of when you're in trouble and you see Paul Herbst, you know it's all going to be all right. That's the kind of thing. So I think that's why it's been such interesting news. And the fact that when we had a conversation yesterday, you alluded to the fact that you're now going to be able to literally cover the area entirely. And this is the point, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. So we've got operations. We want to be the primary service provider for KwaZulu-Natal. So we've got bases set up already from Durban. We're on our way to South Coast and up inland to Midlands. And obviously then our local town, the North Coast. So we'll be setting up pretty short. We've set up in Belito already, Tongaat, limited to Queenie Hospital. Operation is starting up in Stanger very shortly, Mthunzini, and then obviously we're going to go, we've joined one of the other hospitals and we'll be setting up in Richards Bay as well.
So it's literally plug and play. There is no hiatus at all. Service excellence continues. You and your team are well-established, familiar faces. Most of the team, your former team, has joined you.
Absolutely. So we currently, we wanted a seamless transition for the public, you know. So basically, Yanis has joined us. Six of the advanced life support paramedics have joined us. So we currently, as we stand, the largest advanced life support employer here in KwaZulu-Natal. And all those paramedics are currently in Belito. So, I mean, it's fantastic. There's not even that much in Johannesburg at the moment. So,
now, for those that have got speed dial and your former information listed, they're presumably now is a new number and a new protocol. Can you give us the new number?
Yeah, I can. So my number stays the same. And the emergency number, sorry, Mike, Dave, I just want to grab it here for 1 minute.
It's always a thing when you change numbers. I can.
You didn't get saved on your phone.
Yeah.
So the new emergency number would be 084-834-9999.
084-834-9999. 0099.
No, 9999.
9999. Let's try it again.
This is 084-834-9999.
Okay, so it's the 9999 is a very easy part to remember, but the first part, one more time for luck. All right, no, I'm sure it's going to be ubiquitous all over the place, and we'll put it up as well after this, because we'll put this up on catch up and the information will be there. So, Paul, we wish you huge success. Just going forward, what are the trends? There's a huge amount of traffic on the road these days. Have you noticed an increase in medical emergencies?
Yeah, I think the traffic emergency, December, there was very well policing by local government. Quarakus did a fantastic job in taking alcohol away. And we had very limited road accidents. My guys are currently busy on the N2 by Sharker's Head for pedestrian accidents. We're seeing a lot of pedestrian accidents starting up again, and quite a lot of traffic accidents. But the traffic volume has increased on the road as well, so it is expected.
Yeah. The COVID, not so much at the moment.
No, COVID has died down completely. The current strain that is out there is flu-like symptoms. Hospitals are all clear at the moment, so I think we should get rid of the masks pretty sure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. On a practical level, while we have you here, it's a great opportunity to go through the protocol. If you experience medical symptoms, conditions, a potential heart attack, a possible stroke, what should one do? Because this is always, you're in panic mode, and panic is a problem because time is of the essence to get help. What should one do if you suspect that you are experiencing a situation that could become life-threatening?
I think the most important is to phone your emergency provider. Give us a call. We have Yanis with us. He specializes in cardiac and stroke with Lemet Hospital. The paramedics will come out to assess you. Then it's very important to understand to go to the most appropriate facility and not the closest facility.
Right.
So some hospitals will have a doctor there, but he's not a neurologist. He doesn't have an MRI scan or a CAT scan. All of those things are very important for either stroke or for cardiac patients.
And would the patient or the patient's family or carer or those that are responsible for paying the bill have any say in that if you were treating
Absolutely. Them? So what we do is we'll try advise the patient accordingly to where the best facility is with the best.
So you don't insist on a
No, absolutely not.
It's up to the patient.
Yeah, so at the end of that, it's the patient's choice where they want to go.
But you will advise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the best you can hope for. And presumably you probably know better than the local butcher or baker as to they might be able to prescribe you a great tomahawk steak, but probably not a great cardiologist or
something
like that.
Absolutely.
So it's good to know that the community has got an added layer of protection. I would go so far as to say it's wonderful to know that the skills, in fact, have not been lost, but in fact been expanded and incorporated into a much bigger umbrella. I think it's very, very good news for the growth of the area, and congratulations to you and your team.
Thanks, Dad.
We look forward to working closely because that information often is vital to get out on air and onto the network, the social media, etc. So here's to a long and happy partnership.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. And just a shout out to the community. They've been absolutely wonderful in the comments on Facebook and personal messages to my staff. So, thank you very much.
Paul Herbst from MediResponse KZN. What is that when your life depends on it? That's a slogan to live with.
How's Odie doing?
Fantastic. We went to a beach walk this morning. Yeah. It was his first day at work yesterday. So, he's very happy. Poured his contract yesterday. So, fantastic.
Right. In case you're wondering, Odie, of course, is the Malinois Shepherd. Is it called a Malinois Shepherd?
Belgian Malinois.
Belgian Malinois. He's a character. He wears the kit. Does the job.
And has a contract. Wow.
He's much more than a mascot. Bring him in next time for Paul Herbst, wonderful chatting to you as always. And the show continues. It's 11 minutes to 8.